Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. NBA Finals Game 2 tonight for the Knicks. They hold a one-game-to-none lead over the Spurs after Game 1 on Wednesday. Miramam Dhani joining us live here this morning on 1010 Winds with some exciting news for New York basketball fans.
There will be a Knicks watch party tonight outside the Garden for Game 2 of the NBA Finals. Miramam Dhani breaking the news on 1010 Winds and told us he will attend Game 3. So will President Trump. Our Scott Stanford asked if the president invited his honor to sit with him.
I'll keep the nature of those conversations between the two of us.
The mayor says he bought his own ticket for Game 3. What about the extra security that will be involved because the president is there? He's confident MSG can handle it.
You know, I also know that a lot of that preparation has already begun, you know, days in advance of this.
And he asks that fans enjoy themselves and keep safety in mind for all involved. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And don't forget tip-off, 8:30 tonight, the game in San Antonio. Well, a once-empty lot in Long Island City getting a new life. City Parks officials are cutting the ribbon today on the revamped Queensbridge Baby Park, a $2.6 million project that transformed a former maintenance site into a community gathering space. The park now features a central plaza, ping pong and chess tables, painted ground games, play areas, and lots of lawn space, open lawn space. Now, new plantings were also added to help buffer nearby roads and bridges, while the park now connects directly to the Queensbridge Park Greenway. The project earned an Excellence in Design Award from the city's Public Design Commission and was funded by the mayor's office. Well, Elmo has learned the hard way that you don't stay neutral when the Knicks are in the finals. Sesame Street's finest found himself in a bit of hot water after posting before Game 1 of the NBA Finals, saying, quote, "Elmo hopes both teams have fun." Well, that didn't sit so well with some fans who pointed out that the red fella calls New York City home, and they thought Elmo should be the Knicks' biggest fan. Social media users playfully calling on the Muppet to pick a side, even the official Wendy's account joining the pylon. Well, by yesterday, Elmo had a response. "Knicks, that last message, Elmo didn't mean to spur you on." Get it? Well, if you're in the market for a used car, motorcycle, even a boat, Suffolk County Police may have just the thing. The department auctioning off about 90 impounded vehicles in West Hampton. The lineup includes everything from Harley Davidson, Honda, and Suzuki motorcycles to Dodge, Ram, Ford, and Chevy trucks. Now, if you're more of a Volkswagen Passat or Jeep Cherokee person, maybe a Cadillac, well, don't worry. They got those too. Minimum bids for any vehicle starting at $500. All of them sold as is. The auction will take place next Friday, June 13th at 9 a.m. at the Suffolk County Police Impound Yard on Old Country Road in West Hampton. For more information, you can just check out their website, suffolkpd.org. Well, the NYPD now hunting for a woman they say attacked a 98-year-old man, leaving him battered and bruised.
There's pretty clear surveillance video of this woman walking building to building Thursday afternoon, placing flyers and mailboxes in the neighborhood here at Prospect Lefferts Gardens. A few minutes before 4 inside the lobby of a building at Maple Street near Rogers, though, it turned violent for some reason. The woman going on the attack against a 98-year-old man right in that lobby. Cops in the 71st precinct called after witnesses say the woman punched and kicked the elderly man. Not only that, then struck him with a broom and a metal chair before she was seen running away. Again, that was on Maple Street. Incredibly, despite all of that, the senior citizen suffering minor injuries, just some cuts and bruises, and did not need to go to the hospital. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
A Long Island teenager could end up behind bars for the rest of his life. 18-year-old Jacob McMillan pleading guilty to murder and weapons charges in the death of 19-year-old Amira McLeod, a Monroe University student from Queens. McMillan, back in November, was in Hempstead admittedly trying to get into a party. When he refused a pat-down, he pulled out a gun and opened fire, one of those bullets striking the victim, who was out partying with friends, two other people wounded. They survived. McMillan is due back in court for sentencing in August.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.